Good morning, everyone. The time is now 10:01 a.m. on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. My name is Patrick Netutina. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public hearing. We'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this public hearing and to provide us with your feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at patrickm2@dor.wa.gov. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments on Rule 458-2023-801, titled Watercraft Excise Tax, Watercraft Depreciation Schedule Adjustment. Other employees from the Department of Revenue present for this hearing include Kathy Holder, Management Analyst, who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded, Perry Stern, in her role as Rules Coordinator for ITA, and Summer Rama, also of ITA. We are conducting this hearing electronically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this public hearing. Due to rulemaking requirements, participants at the public hearing who have comments must make their comments verbally. As such, we will not be reviewing questions or comments provided in the chat function for this hearing. If you do not feel comfortable voicing your comments during this hearing, we suggest that you email your comments to me in writing at patrickm2@dor.wa.gov. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed amendments to Rule 23801. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 2516110, which was filed with the Code Revisor on August 6, 2025. We will consider all comments received pertaining to the proposed amendments to Rule 23801. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may provide comments at this hearing, and you may also send written comments to my attention no later than Monday, September 15, 2025. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. I will now briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. This public meeting for the rule was held on July 23, 2025. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing for the proposed rule. This notice, called Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. This is the public hearing. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. Once again, the public hearing for the rule is being held today. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Code Revisor using a form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The new rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I'll briefly outline and discuss the data used for the depreciation schedule. In compiling the proposed depreciation schedule values for the upcoming year, the Research and Fiscal Analysis Division relied on the combination of watercraft registration information obtained from the Washington State Department of Licensing for several recent calendar years, notably 2023 through 2024, and national watercraft valuation data obtained from Informer Group for several recent years, notably 2019 through 2025. There have been no changes to the proposed rule since the date of the public meeting. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please raise your hand using the raise hand function in Zoom, identify yourself for the record, and identify any organization you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, please email it to me so it can be part of the rulemaking file. For the purpose of the record, there is no one other than DOR personnel and TVW streaming in attendance today. So thus, there are no public comments. Thank you for participating. The time is now 10:06 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 23801 is now adjourned. Thank you.